Here's a story from the great cycle of Welsh stories, the Mabinogion. It's the story of Twrch Trwyth, the Great Boar. Twrch Trwyth, the Great Boar. A boar is a kind of wild pig, and wild pigs were once common across this land, living in forests and other wild places. A male boar was a vicious creature, fierce, savage and deadly. It could grow large, very large. It had sharp teeth and tusks, and it was usually hunted by knights on horseback, or by men with very long spears. Hunting a boar was a dangerous task, fit only for the strongest and bravest of people. Twrch Trwyth was a gigantic boar. He stood as large as a battle horse, and his eyes burned like the flickering flames of a winter fire. His fur was thick, and each hair was as thick and wiry as the willow wands growing by the River Nevern. Now it happened that there was a brave warrior called Kilwch. He was a noble man, as kind as he was brave, and he had fallen in love. The love of Kilwch was the fair Olwen, daughter of the giant Yspathaden. Yspathaden was determined that no man would claim the hand of his beautiful daughter without first proving himself worthy. And so he set Kilwch a challenge. Yspathaden said, "Throughout the world there is not a comb or scissors with which I can arrange my hair, except the comb and scissors that are between the ears of Twrch Trwyth. He will not give you these things freely, and you will not be able to take them from him." Brave Kilwch bowed to Yspathaden and promised that he would seek out Twrch Trwyth and win from him the magical comb and scissors. So Kilwch set forth with his knights and his horses and dogs. The pennants on the knights' lances snapped in the breeze, and the sound of the baying of the hounds carried far across the land. Before long, Kilwch came to the town of Haverford by the River Cliddai and learned that Twrch Trwyth had been seen close by, attacking the farms to fill his great belly and killing any man or beast who tried to stop him. Kilwch led his men from the town, and at the sound of his hunting horn, Twrch Trwyth gave a great bellow and fled to the Preseli Hills, hiding in the misty woods and quiet combes, where only the trickle of streams could be heard. But on came Kilwch, harrying the great pig and driving him from his lair. Through Nevern and Cwm Cerwyn charged the boar, and on one of the hills of the Preselis the pig was able to run no more, and made a stand against Kilwch and his men. Great was the battle that followed. Twrch Trwyth flicked his head to the north and the south, and his tusks caught men and hurled them from their saddles. With a dash to the east and the west, he drove away the dogs of Kilwch with his sharp teeth and sharper hooves, until only Kilwch faced the great beast. Warily, the two of them circled one another. Each panted heavily, and sweat ran down the face of Kilwch, and also down the hide of Twrch Trwyth. Then came a final melee, as man and beast came together, a sword swung, tusks flashed in the evening light, and with a great squeal Twrch Trwyth fell. It is said that when Twrch Trwyth fell, the very hills of Foel Drogarn and Foel Cwm Cerwyn shook, and the Lord Yspathaden in his castle felt the tremors beneath his feet. And then he knew that Kilwch had slain the great pig, and that he was worthy of his daughter, fair Olwen, And that is the end of that very old and very famous story.